Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we haven't spoken to somebody from Guns.com in a while, so we're going to do that right now. Joining us now from somewhere within the Guns.com ecosystem is a gentleman named Nick Crawford. Good afternoon and welcome to the show, Nick.
How you doing, Bill? Pleasure to be here.
You're a gun buyer, yeah?
Yes, I am. That's what I do.
That's what you do. That's a big part of what Guns.com does, too, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're on the side of the house of the We Buy Guns part of it. As you know, Guns.com has got a lot of different departments, and this just happens to be the one we're at.
Right. The We Buy Guns part is the part that interests me the most, because it's quite one thing to be selling new guns or acquiring new guns, because you already know everything there is to know about it because it's new. If it's faulty, it came from the factory that way, you've got a warranty, EIEIO. With your department, there's no telling what somebody tries to sell you sometimes, is there?
No, there isn't. No, that's the exciting part of the job, among other things.
I've recently taken a fancy myself to lever guns. Do you get a lot of used lever guns coming through?
Yeah, actually, I think that with some of the things that's been happening with some of the manufacturers here lately, I think that it's brought people's attention back around to lever guns, particularly Marlins, due to the news with them and Ruger and everything. And we're starting to see a push with customers now with lever guns, both buying and selling. And I think that is, me personally, I think that's a trend that's probably going to continue for a little while, actually.
Well, I imagine with Marlin, everybody's waiting to see what Ruger does with it, because when they bought Marlin, did they buy the machines and all the manufacturing process, or did they just buy the name, or do you know?
I have no idea. I wouldn't be able to comment on that. That's a question I've been curious about myself, how that transition an acquisition occurred. You know, what went exactly into that acquisition? Was it name only? Was it machinery? You know, was some of the folks that worked with the Marlin segment of it brought over? You know, I'm very curious to see how all this unfolds under the Ruger banner.
Well, like with Bushmaster, Franklin Armory bought Bushmaster, and all they bought was a name. They bought nothing materially at all. They took nothing in any material way, they just took the name.
Interesting.
So I would imagine the Bushmasters that will be coming out of Bushmaster will be heavily influenced by the thought process that goes into Franklin, for example. Which is not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's with something like that, it's going to be. There's always challenges in a transition like that, and I'm. Much like what I said with Marlin, I'm curious to see what Franklin does with Bushmaster then, to see where it comes out, in the overall market, because AR market is huge, and there's a lot of players and there's a lot of open-minded people both designing and manufacturing and buying those. So I'm curious to see where Franklin wants to kind of step out in that regard.
Yeah, we'll see. The thing about the Marlins, though, when you go back to the Marlins, I mean, the Marlin, especially the Dark Series, the Marlin lever gun is almost a subset of gun owners by itself, from what I've seen in the lever gun community. such as it is, such as I've been exposed to it. So I would imagine that the market for the used ones right now is pretty thumping.
It is. It is. Like I said, I think that, the lever guns in, you know, and especially Marlins, I think starting to see a renaissance. You know, I think people are, I think there's folks, there's folks coming into them now that, that, you know, are becoming, acquainted with them, in a way that they may not have been in the past. I think they're discovering, you know, with some of the more vintage Marlins, some of the more obscure calibers that Marlin had offered in the past that, you know, that may have fallen to the wayside because of manufacturing demands. And I think that some of these folks are starting to, explore those kinds of Marlins, you know, 336s, you know, the 95s and stuff like that. And I think they're, I think that that's just going to contribute to the demand for these for a while.
You got a really handsome Model 375 I see in the used guns.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah, that's an interesting caliber, the 375. Some of the more interesting ones that have come through was I think it was I think it was a 219 Donaldson Wasp, which is in today's market a fairly rare cartridge nowadays. I don't think it was all that popular to begin with, but you know, to come across, you know, Marlin in that caliber now is kind of a rare bird.
I've never heard of that one. I've never heard of that caliber before. I know lever guns are use a lot of older calibers. I'll be kind and say older calibers.
Yes, yeah, older. It's my understanding that the 219 was largely a 22 caliber, almost like a neck down 30-30 and 22.
Oh, okay.
So you could see where at a you know that would have a certain appeal for some folks, you know, folks that wanted a smaller caliber, but they wanted a lever gun. But I think that dude, you know, when that caliber was introduced and over the years, I think that it was pushed aside by your 222s and the 223s and that whole family of 22 caliber cartridges as they were developed. But getting back to your question, yeah, I think that lever guns are going to be strong. I think particularly in 45-70s, I'm really surprised at the volume of 45-70s that I'm seeing come around. Actually.
Yeah, mine is a built up Henry's X. I've got about a bunch of Ranger Point Precision stuff on it in 45-70. Haven't even shot it yet. Got a little ammo for it. We'll see. I found 80 rounds for it. That's the hard part. Finding the gun is sort of difficult. Finding the ammo seems to be more difficult.
I would say, yeah, considering today's market regarding ammunition. You're sitting in a little gold mine there with 80 rounds.
That's funny. I'm not thinking of it that way. I want to take it out and shoot it. I'm just every time I shoot it, I'm afraid I'm going to hear a cash register in the background.
I think that's something all of us something all of us can relate to. I've got a Henry Big Boy and 327 Federal Mag, and finding a box to do that right now has been difficult. But I really enjoy shooting that little carbine. It's a fun gun to shoot.
Well, in any event, in anything, we're coming up on the first break. Nick is one of the buyers. He's one of the used gun buyers at guns.com. And they have a program they call We Buy Guns. And, you know, I've talked to Mark Sims over there. Now I'm talking to Nick. We're going to delve into, for those of you that might find a gun on guns.com, but you don't have the money today, you could probably sell your gun to them. And, you know, sort of do a little trade-in, you know, something like that. They just have that kind of flexibility because when they changed over from being that gun blog I used to use for show prep to what they are today, they went all the way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Nick Crawford. He is a gun buyer from Guns.com within the We Buy Guns department, or the We Buy Guns program. Let me ask you this. There's a lot of, I have a sponsor, for example, that will take a Poly 80 lower. He puts all kinds of parts on it. Sometimes he fabricates them. You know, it's going to be a Glock clone of some sort. He can fabricate the barrels. He can fabricate the entire thing except for the poly 80 lower, which he's trying to figure out how to do that now. And then he will serialize the gun, and he has a name on it and everything else. With a gun like that, that is based upon something like a poly 80 kit, would you consider buying a gun like that if it's serialized and has a manufacturer who's actually building it?
Yeah, that would be something we would consider. You know, the thing to keep in mind is that, you know, is he a manufacturer? You know, is it serialized? Is he an FFL?
Yes.
You know, those are all things that need to be considered in regarding the purchase of something like that for a number of reasons. But yeah, that would definitely be something that we would look at and give it a consideration.
Then comes the hard part, I guess. You guys have to try to figure out where to price that, where to put that. Because some of the, this is the other thing I've noticed, too. I look at a lot of guns coming straight out of the box, like Canix or Smith & Wesson's or, you know, even the Gen 5 Glock. And a lot of them today have a lot of custom gun touches done to them. So then, when you actually have a custom gun, like, say, Shadow Systems, which is a Glock clone, but it has touches, and it's not a Glock, but it's based off of the stuff they do. How is it, with you guys, when you're trying to look at a custom gun, have custom guns gone down in price since the now stock guns come pretty custom? Or how's that working out?
What would play into that is what exactly the features are. And I think with some of that, a lot, especially with those types of like Shadow, you know, firearms, like you just mentioned, like Shadow Systems and stuff like that, a lot of those, of course, those are geared towards carry. And I think a lot of that would be, carry trends, what the current, direction of concealed carry is going at the moment in regards to what, you know, the, you know, folks, you know, will trade out, you know, the sights, they'll trade out, you know, some of the controls, they will, you know, look at, you know, different triggers and stuff like that. I think that would, you know, that with that being said, I think it does play a part in it. You just really got to keep your eye and keep your ears open, eyes and ears open as to what your current trends are as far as at the user level. Because, you know, you can look at the history of firearms and see what was a big, you know, a big carry piece even 5 or 10 years ago. But it, in some ways, it's radically different than what people are carrying now. So you have to really keep your eye on the ball in regards to something like that.
That's got to be hard on you guys, though, because it's almost like you have to get out there and have a continuing education program going on for what's actually out there.
It is. You talk to a lot of people. You know, you go to, you know, you try to, you know, check out blogs. You listen to, you know, podcasts. You look at catalogs. You see what, you know, you try to keep up with what the manufacturers are doing. You know, the chat forums. You know, what are the end users discussing among themselves in regards to the things that they want to see and the things they're doing with their personal firearms, whether it's, you know, it could be, you know, tactical ARs, it could be, you know, carry pieces, you know, things of that nature. And yeah, it's a continuous education, you know, and sometimes, you know, you just really gotta keep after it. You know, going to the range is a big part of it. You know, being out there, you know, shooting your own guns and seeing what other people are shooting, talking to them, engaging with folks, just trying to get an understanding of what people want and where you think this, you know, the certain types of firearms, where they're going to go and where they're not going to go.
When you get a gun in for when you buy one, do you actually take it out and shoot it just to make sure that very basic thing works?
No. That inspection process occurs at the warehouse. They go through and give it a visual and you know, mechanical inspection, and make sure that what was reported in the submission is what is actually there and everything, but know that as there is no shooting test done with a firearm at this moment.
Well, I imagine if you've got a gunsmith on site, he can figure out whether it works or not just by looking at it. I mean, Chambers Custom is one of my sponsors, and Joe Chambers gets up there all the time and looks at a gun, and he's all about the math and the measurements and everything else, and he measures them in minute detail, and math doesn't lie according to him. So I could see where that would be a thing. As far as, I got about a minute here. As far as the way it comes in, like if it comes in dirty, do you clean it and, you know, sort of gussy it up a little bit so you can put it out there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
You know, there's, a little bit of, cleaning and stuff like that. That's, occurs, because sometimes, some of these guns that we pick up on the used market may have been, in storage for a little while, and they may, may need a little bit of TLC, a little bit of oil, wipe down a little bit and everything like that. So yeah, that's to be expected on the used gun market.
Yeah. That part of it, I know that because I've spoken to some of your people that actually are the ones that set them up in the setting for the pictures and for the video and anything else they may do to post it on the website and, write the descriptions. And then, or do they ever come to you and ask you about the gun?
Of course. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's one thing I really enjoy about working for guns.com is the collaboration. There's
right.
collaboration between us and the warehouse. Like, there will be, if we see something, say a firearm gets submitted
I tell you what, let's finish this question on the other side. I was too busy being in the conversation and not busy enough being the host
okay.
and watching the clock. You hang on if you would be so kind. Speaking of Nick Crawford, he is from guns.com. We're talking about the used gun program they have called We Buy Guns. For some of you that are looking to maybe make another purchase or something, you need to clean out the safe, this is the place to go. You don't even have to leave. We'll explain that process when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top AAA official is admitting Americans are ready to hit the road this holiday season after being stuck at home last year. The Auto Club predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's period. That's a 34% increase from last year and just below the 119 million who got out in 2019 before the pandemic hit. On Friday, the White House COVID response team held a briefing where CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Omicron virus is on its way to becoming a dominant variant in the United States.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Just a week ago, a deadly tornado barreled through five states in the Midwestern and Southern United States, with Kentucky being hit the hardest. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear describes a force that is helping his state to recover.
We're over 1,300 strong in Western Kentucky, 640 guard, 600 plus transportation employees, 100 state police, 20 plus forestry individuals. We believe that FEMA is swelling to about 700 this week.
Beshear adding that his state recorded 77 deaths and only one person is still missing. Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright, describes the moments before she pulled the trigger as chaotic. Potter sobbing on the witness stand as she testified, saying she meant to use her taser on Wright during a traffic stop. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm speaking with a gentleman named Nick Crawford. He works at Guns.com. He is part of We Buy Guns. He's a used gun buyer. So if somebody goes to the website and sell your gun. It's at the top. It's in the top middle of the website. If you go to Sell Your Gun and click on Sell Your Gun, you start out by giving a little bit of information. It's laid out as a four-step process. Tell us about your gun. We'll make you an offer on the firearm. So when you're telling about the gun, do you have to send any pictures or anything of it, or do you guys already know what it is?
We asked for three photographs. We'd like to get a full-length photograph of both the right and left-hand side. The third photograph can be used for any close-ups that you may want to do of the firearm. If there's something particular that you want to show, a special feature or something like that, or you can use it, to show any accessories that may come along with it. Magazines, case, things of that nature.
Right.
As the process goes along, if we need additional photographs, we'll just reach out to the customer at that point, and then they can provide them to us. But we ask for three.
Some guy sent you a picture of a Bren 10 millimeter with 20 magazines. That would those 20 magazines carry as much of a pack as much a wallet? Because my understanding of that gun, that gun was very hard to come by with magazines.
Yeah, something like a Bren 10 with 20 magazines would definitely, we'd have to sit down and have a roundtable discussion about that.
An internal bidding war. That one would never see the light of day, would it?
I can't really discuss that, but, I don't want to comment right, or one way or another, about a Bren 10.
Right.
Something like, as unusual, as rare as a Bren 10, and if it had that type of accessories or additional items with it, we would definitely have a discussion between, myself and the other buyers to kind of to get her a good overall appraisal of what it is and everything.
You guys will send them a pre-printed, prepaid shipping label.
Yes, prepaid shipping label, but also the customer is offered our packaging. We will send the packaging to the customer. It's guns.com boxes and gun cases. They can request that as an option as opposed to packaging it themselves.
Right.
And they can go either way with it, whatever's most convenient for them.
Is this because of the nature of this purchase, since you're FFL and they're a private person, can they ship directly? Can they just go and drop it off at the UPS or FedEx and they don't have to worry about going through an FFL?
No. They don't have to worry about going through with an FFL. They can, if you go to the UPS customer centers, they can accept the firearm there. You're provided with documentation if they have any questions at the UPS location regarding it, because it is a firearm. States vary regarding the shipment of firearms, but we have we provide documentation on company letterhead that you can provide the UPS and to let them know that this everything's above board. This is going to an FFL holder, and the shipment is good to go.
Once it gets to you, once their gun gets to you, they get paid. Now, I guess they can. How many different ways do you pay people? Do you do direct deposit, check, overnight it, anyway, always?
We offer both. You can do direct deposit is one method that you can do. You can set that up as you're doing the submission. Or you can elect just to have us mail you a check. Both methods of payment are triggered once the firearm arrives at the warehouse and goes through our inspection process and is accepted. That will trigger the next part of it, and that will take it into the payment stage. But yeah, you can elect either direct deposit or a check. Either one's available.
Now, with guns, is there a shortage of guns nowadays, or has the guns part leveled itself off, and now we just have more of an ammunition shortage?
I think we're still in the tail end of a bit of a gun drought. I think that this is just my feelings on it. I think that manufacturers are still in their own way, still trying to get back up to where they wanted to be. I think that the pandemic and everything has impacted them. Supply chain issues has been dogging them the whole time. Been trying to keep up with this just surge in demand in the last 2 years. I think that demand is still lagging. You're not seeing quite the diversity of firearms that you would have seen, say, even 3 or 4 years ago.
Right.
The manufacturers have narrowed down their offerings to their core groups. And you're not seeing is maybe something as diverse as even chamberings, bolt guns. You could any particular manufacturer of a bolt action rifle, you could always get, seven or eight chamberings in the thing. Now you may be down to three. The same thing with ARs. I know right before the big drought, they were, a lot of other new calibers of ARs were starting to make an appearance. Now it looks like that they've concentrated on the core chamberings of 5.56/223, and hopefully that'll start opening up here in the next in the near term, but we'll have to see what happens.
How bad do you think the whole COVID year of 2020? And now for you guys, did your used guns coming in slow down? Did they increase? What happened with 2020 for on the end of guns.com with the We Buy Guns program?
I think it increased. I think it increased. I think that I think it increased for a number of reasons. I think that firearms were on people's minds a little bit more than they had been. You know, that advertising and things like that also kicked in. To me, from my perspective, I think that we definitely saw an increase in people, you know, submitting firearms to us for consideration. And that's been an upward trend since then. I think that that trend will probably continue. Probably, I think that one of the reasons I think it'll continue is I think it's now that things are at least somewhat slowing down in regards to the sales. The sales have always been up. But I think the manufacturing capability is definitely starting to catch up in some regards. I think people are feeling a little bit better about selling guns. For a while there, you know, people weren't. You know, if they had a firearm, they held on to it.
Hang on for me right there, if you would, please, Nick. We got one more break to get through. And Nick Crawford, he is with Guns.com. He is one of the buyers of used guns. I can't imagine having that job. That would just be so choice to sit there and look at all the guns coming in. I don't even think I'd get jaded with that. I just don't think that'd happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Nick Crawford from Guns.com. He's part of the used gun buying program. He's one of the used gun buyers. We buy guns. Are there any specials I need to know about? Because we're coming up on Christmas week, and I'm sure Guns.com has been turning out the ugly sweaters and the $99 shotguns and all the other crazy things they've had on sale.
Yeah, I think they're going to be doing some specials soon. I believe the ugly sweaters are probably on our way. I know that they're running some specials right now on G4 shotguns. That special I believe is currently going right now. The sales and everything like that, you know, they're always very proactive with those. So it's always best to get to the site and see what's being currently offered on that any given day. Honestly, if you want to find out what the new one is, sign up for the email notifications and stuff like that. Go by and take a look at the site and see what's going on.
I should have gotten one of the ugly sweaters. I'm a big Clark W. Griswold fan. That would have been perfect for my persona. Yeah, that would have been perfect for my persona. As you guys go forward now, I mean, you guys have done. How long have you been with Guns.com?
I've been working with Guns.com about September 2019.
Okay, so when I started this show, 2012, I discovered Guns.com, but it was a blog. That's all it was. It was like a news blog. And along the way, I actually had Ben Phillippe come out to the house, and I was actually going to be in his book. Turned out that the guy that was publishing the book didn't like the organization I was hooked up with, so I didn't make it into the final cut. I had a bunch of the writers on, and then you guys sort of, you started going into a transition. And I stopped paying attention. And then one day I looked up, and you guys were so much more. Even though you still have the news and everything else available to you, you have positioned yourself within the industry as something the likes of which I've never seen. I've never seen anybody that started out as a blog turn into a retailer. I've seen plenty of retailers have blogs. But I've never seen the way you guys. So, I mean, you guys are actually in a very strong position with all of the, because with your new gun program, you have both the stuff that you have on hand and you have a dealer network throughout the country. With your used gun program, I don't know if I may be wrong about this. I'm sure there's others that buy guns out there, but your process seems to be very simplified. And simplification is a beautiful thing.
It is. We try to be very customer focused in that regard, and in regards to the making it simplified. You know, when you submit a firearm, we want to take as much of the heavy lifting off you as possible, from, you know, a good streamlined website to offering, you know, our packaging. You know, it's all, you know, we're all about making sure that the customer is taken care of in that regard. You know, and also, you know, I will say, you know, when you know, with firearms, you know, through the We Buy Guns portal, we have people that will submit multiple firearms at one time, and, you know, but, you know, at the same time, we're not just focused on one firearm at a time. We're also focused on collections. We're actively seeking and encourage people to contact us regarding their firearms collections, because we can handle, you know, something as simple as one single firearm all the way up. So we try to encompass, you know, the whole spectrum of firearms buying in that regard, you know, from one single transaction to going out and buying a collection. And we want to make that whole process as simple and as hassle-free as possible for the customer.
Is there some sort of listing or registry for, like, estate sales for people that may roll in when a loved one has passed away and they have this massive gun collection? How do they know to find you guys?
The best way to do it would be to go through, when you go to We Buy Guns, there's a tab there for appraisal, at appraisals@guns.com. Hit that link. You can send us an email. It will go to us. And just, you know, give us a little bit of a background of, like you said, you know, is it an estate or whatever it is. Give us an understanding of what may be part of that grouping, and we'll take the conversation from there.
I know a local dealer that got into estate sales, and they went to one, and they came back, and when they came back, if you looked at their gun case, the dearly departed had been a really big fan of the Colt Python. And they ended up buying 6 Colt Pythons that looked like they'd never seen light. You know, like they've been in a box all of this time. And you never know what you're going to find at one of those sales, huh?
No, you never do. And that's the great thing about this job, is you never know what's going to be, you know, what's going to turn up from day to day. You know, it's everything from the newest, you know, tactical or custom firearms that are being currently manufactured, all the way back to, you know, some of the vintage firearms and things even before that. You know, some of the stuff that you know, we've seen come through before, of course, is almost the entire spectrum of Colt snake guns, Colt single action armies, Wildly auto mags, which are a real treat to see.
Yeah, that's the Clint Eastwood gun from Sudden Impact.
It was Charles Bronson.
He had one in one of the. He had one as well. They didn't call the Wildy that Clint Eastwood had a Wildy. It was just a .44 auto mag.
Yeah, it's we've had those, you know, submitted. The M1D Grand Sniper. You know, that's currently posted on our site. That was a CMP lottery gun from the 1990s that was only offered to, you know, for somebody who won the lottery with them, literally won the lottery. that's the great thing about, you know, is what people, you know, submit and there's Colt, you know, 1911s, like, you know, that were produced during World War II, like the Union Switch and Signal manufactured ones, and the Ithaca-made 1911s, you know. I think that, you know, there's a, at least right now, there's a trend. I think there's a lot of people submitting a lot of what would now be considered vintage firearms, things that were, say, made before 1960.
I'll tell you,
that.
If you guys were to find an Ithaca 45 1911, because that's what I carried the entire time I was in the military. I got issued those 3 different times at 3 different places. If you ever find one of those, give me a call.
We'll do.
Yeah. I would love to have one of those. I'm not going to shoot it. Well, I don't know. I might shoot it. But it's not going to be one of those things that I carry on a day in, day out. That'd just be something. Plus, you can't sell me a used M60 machine gun. That's the other gun I carried when I had that Ithaca. So if you could, I'd be like, well, give me a call, but I'd probably have to you know, sell a kidney or something. But I can't imagine what you guys come through, what you guys look at, you know, when you buy them, all the stuff that you do as you evaluate them and everything else. I imagine it is quite, that's got to be a fun job.
It is. I enjoy it a lot. It is a fun job that, you get to see just really great firearms. You get to meet great people. You know, that to me is another key thing about this, is the people that you meet. And you realize, you know, that the gun community, the greater gun community, is populated with fantastic people, you know. And that's something I think that sometimes that's not discussed enough, is how great the gun community really is.
Are you going to SHOT Show?
I would like to. We'll see what happens. I'd love to be there.
Well, I mean, I'll either be on the in the press room or on Radio Row. So, look me up if you go.
Will do.
Come hang out there. So I'm going to do something with guns.com. So, and thank you very much. I know that this was sort of a last minute thing, and you got everything coordinated really quick. And thank you. Thank Will Alther for putting this together. Mark Sims, who is normally my guy for this kind of thing, you were a very, very qualified surrogate for that. So thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.